Welcome. This is an advanced resampling lesson in Ableton Live 12. Subway to Ableton Live 12, a Jungle 808 tail blueprint with crisp transients and dusty mids. We'll design a 2-chain 808, resample the tail cleanly, split and process the resampled audio into a mono sub and a textured mid tail, then resample the final group to create a reusable blueprint for jungle and drum and bass. What you'll build? A 2-chain 808 instrument rack, a clean, centered sub and a textured tail, a recorded resampled tail clip, two processing tracks from that resample, a mono SUBE channel and a stereo MID tail channel, a final consolidated 808 blueprint audio clip ready to layer or map in Simpler. Step-by-step walkthrough note. I'll repeat the target so you can follow exactly. Subway to Ableton Live 12, a Jungle 808 tail blueprint with crisp transients and dusty mids. A. Prepare the instrument, create a MIDI track and load Waveditable or operator. For the sub-chain, use a centered sine oscillator tuned to your root. Minimal movement, low detune, low cutoff and a short attack. Set release moderately, around 200 to 400 milliseconds for tightness. Add a tail chain in the same rack or as a duplicated track. For the tail, use Waveditable or analog with a richer partial, a triangle or a low saw with a low pass. Layer a short noise burst via Simpler or a noise oscillator and give the tail a longer release, roughly 400 to 1200 milliseconds, so the tail rings after the sub decays. B. Add transient and click on the tail chain. Add a short click. Use Simpler with a very short, high pass to impulse or shaped noise. High pass around 2 to 4kHz, decay between 5 and 30 milliseconds, and set the level low. Blend until the transient is present but not overpowering. C. Tail FX. Before resampling, insert stock FX on the tail chain to create dusty mids. EQ 8. HB at tilde 30hz, gentle dip 200-300hz if needed, mild boost 400-1000hz for texture, saturator, analog clip or soft clip mode, moderate drive for harmonic grit, erosion, noise type, 520% for dust, redux, subtle bit depth and sample rate reduction, around 10-12 bits, optional drum bus, small transient gain if you want extra click. D. Route for resampling. Create a new audio track named Resample Tail. Set its input to resampling, or route the tail output to a dedicated return and set the resample input to that return. Play your MIDI pattern, one note per bass hit, and record a full cycle in arrangement view. Record long enough so the tail decay and any reverb or delay tail finish. E. Trim and slice the resample. Duplicate the recorded clip to keep a copy and consolidate it as 808 tail RAW. In clip view, zoom in and set the start so the transient is exactly at the beginning of the clip. Nudge by samples if necessary. Remove silence at the front but leave minimal pre-roll if you need phase alignment. F. Build the subweight plus mid-split. Duplicate the RAW clip onto two audio tracks. Track A. SUB mono. Track B. Mid-tail stereo. SUB track processing. Utility. Width 0% mono. Initial gain minus 1 to 0 dB. EQ 8. Low pass at 120-150hz, 24 dB/oct, small boost around 40-60hz if needed, cut above 150-200hz heavily. Multiband dynamics. Compress the low band gently, ratio tilde 2:1, attack tilde 30-40ms to let transient pass, release tune to note length. Light glue or compressor for subtle control. MID tail track processing. Utility, with 80-100% to keep stereo texture. EQ 8. High pass at 30-40hz to remove sub-leakage. Boost a wideband 200-800hz by 2-4 dB for mid-character. Add a presence lift at 2-5kHz if needed for click clarity. Saturator. Warm or tube mode. Modest drive. Drum bus. Transient plus 2 to plus 4 to accentuate initial punch. Placed before heavy saturation if you want cleaner transients. Erosion. 10-20% noise for dust. Redux. Light bit reduction if desired. Reverb or short delay. Very subtle, high pass and EQ to keep space without washing the low end. G. Balance and glue. Mute and unmute each track to check phase. If you hear cancellations, flip phase with utility or nudge clip starts by samples to realign. Group the SUB and MID tail into an audio group named 808 Blueprint. On the group, use multiband dynamics and a glue compressor, with a slow attack tilde 10-30ms and medium release to glue the click and body together, without killing punch. H. Resample the blueprint. Create a new audio track set to resampling. Arm and record the group while applying any final automation you want. Record a single consolidated file. This is your subweighted Jungle 808 tail blueprint. I. Optional, convert to simpler for playability. Drag the final resampled audio into simpler if you want a playable instrument. Use classic mode, set the root key correctly, and keep warp off for accurate low frequency behavior. Adjust sustain and release as needed. Common mistakes to avoid: recording with warp on. Warping ruins low end phase and transient integrity. Turn warp off on resampled clips. Misaligned starts. If the transient isn't at 0 ms, layering and phase will suffer. Made processing leaking into the sub. Use a clean low pass on SUB and a strict high pass on MID tail. Oversaturating the sub keeps SUB clean and mono. Harm only at the oscillator stage if needed. Too much redux. Every bit reduction destroys transients and can create pitched artifacts. Forgetting phase checks. Always mono sum and invert phase to check for cancellations. Pro tips: keep a dedicated single cycle click in simpler on its own track, so you can blend transient strength without redoing the whole resample. Use a short band limited reverb on MID tail only. High pass the reverb around 200 Hz to avoid sub-smear. Sidechain the mid-tail only in the low-mid band using multiband dynamics to make space for the SUB and click. Bounce multiple tail variants with different saturator and redux amounts and label them clean, dusty, lo-fi. Use utilities mono check often to preview club translation. When mapping to simpler, set the correct root note and keep warp off. Mini practice exercise, 20 minutes 1. Build a 2-chain 808 in Wavetable. Sub plus tail with a short click. 2. Apply tail effects. EQ right arrow saturator right arrow erosion right arrow redux. All subtle. 3. Resample the tail into arrangement view and trim so the transient is at 0 ms. 4. Duplicate the clip to SUB and MID tail tracks. Sub. LP at 120 Hz. Utility width equals 0. Mid tail. HP at 30 Hz. Saturator. Erosion. 5. Group and resample the group to a final consolidated clip. Listen in mono and adjust the click level to taste. Goal: in under 20 minutes you should have one consolidated 808 tail blueprint with a clean, mono sub, a dusty mid tail full of texture, and a crisp transient that cuts through a busy jungle mix. Recap: you built a 2-chain instrument, added a click for crisp transients, applied mid-focused dust using saturator, erosion, and redux, resampled the tail, split it into a mono sub and a textured mid-tail, processed each with stock Ableton devices, checked phase and mono compatibility, and resampled the final group to create a reusable blueprint. Save multiple variants and name them clearly, so you can drop them into arrangements and DJ stems quickly. Final checklist before you bounce. Transient starts at 0 ms. SUB is mono and clean below tilde 120 Hz. MID tail high passed at 3040 Hz and stereo checked in mono. Warp is OFF on resampled clips. Phase checked and no cancellations. Levels matched for Farah/B comparison. Save multiple variants and color code tracks. That's the workflow to subweight Ableton Live 12 a jungle 808 tail blueprint with crisp transients and dusty mids. Good luck. Resample, compare, and build a small palette of tails you can reach for in every track.